So our first big match of the weekend is the Munster Senior Camogie semi-final on Saturday. That's between De La Salle and Drummond Inch in Grey Stew. I'll be joined by former Waterford defender Claire White for commentary from 1:45. And our coverage is thanks to Supermax, Barnstrand Street, Dunmore Road and Cork Road. Well, to look ahead to this game, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by De La Salle boss Conor O'Toole. Firstly, Conor, can we rewind to 3 weeks ago against Galtier? How did it feel to win that first county title with De La Salle?
I suppose, looking back on it, it's when the final whistle went, it's pure relief, to be honest with you. Just not disbelief or anything, just relief to actually finally get over the line. We've been knocking on the door a few years now and weren't able to get through. So I think getting over the line was just massive for the club. A lot of effort has gone in the background, you know, with underage teams and the training that the girls are doing. And just to get some of those players over the line now is just fantastic for us. And I suppose if you look at on paper, maybe some of the names that you have, and, you know, especially with the All-Star nominations gone out, and you're kind of questioning yourself, maybe if these girls don't get a county final soon, what are you doing?
Yeah, were there a few doubts in your mind, Conor, especially after losing to Galtier in last year's final?
I suppose, like, we had to sit back now after last year's county final and have a good look at it and, you know, and ask ourselves, you know, some hard questions and see, you know, what went wrong for us and why did they go wrong and what can we do to address those. And, you know, at times, even for yourself, looking at it, you know, it's not nice or it's not an easy thing to do and be able to put your hand up and say, you know, maybe we made a mistake here and this is what we should have done. So I think we all set it out, players, management, everything from the start of the year. We kind of set ourselves a task of let's not put ourselves in that position again and make sure that we're ready for everything. So, you know, I wouldn't say severe doubts came in, but, you know, you still had to make sure that everything was right on the day.
Going back to that day against Galtier, Conor, who was the first person you embraced when the final whistle went?
I think from looking at a couple of pictures and videos, I think I lost the use of my legs and I dropped to the ground.
Right.
John grabbed me, I think, from behind. Just I could just feel that just relief and happiness straight away. Like it's just and I think I just ran out onto the pitch like a crazy lunatic, I think, really, after that.
Yeah, what was it like on the pitch afterwards, Conor? It seemed to be pretty epic.
It's brilliant. It was absolutely fantastic. Like, you know, those girls haven't experienced that winning feeling, and, you know, there's some of us involved that have, you know, with previous teams and playing and managing different teams, and we felt that before, but this was just on another level. I think for myself, it was a relief and excitement, but I think you could sense that it was relief with everybody else as well, that just finally happened for us, and everyone, I think, celebrated adequately.
Very good. That's very well put, Conor. I think we leave it at that. Just there was one standout moment in particular from that final, like the point from Keely Corbett Barry going from one end of the field to the other to put you ahead. Have you ever seen a score like that, Conor?
I'll be honest with you, now I'd be hard pushed to kind of remember one, as you know, that one that went as well as it did, because just even like Keely and rightly so got all the plaudits, and like her score was unbelievable. But for me, it all started with, you know, we've done a lot of training in training with rooks and how to get the ball out, and Colette Hogan, I don't know how she got the ball up into her hand and how she managed to get a hand free to hand it off to Keely. And Keely, again, as we'd be telling every single day, like, run off the shoulder, get that hand pass off the shoulder and go. And she did it absolutely perfectly. And everyone who has met Keely or seen Keely play before knows exactly what she's capable of. Like, she's an absolutely outstanding player. And, you know, even talking to her throughout the year with the Waterford matches and everything, she's, you know, she's always in search of perfection. And, you know, she'll never give herself any praise or anything like that. So I was absolutely delighted to see her take off, and just the little step at the end then, I think, to shrug two or three defenders and stick it over the bar, to have that composure, you know. If anyone was to do it from the backs, it was going to be Keely all day. So, you know, she's a credit to herself now. It was a fantastic score to watch, and I probably didn't appreciate it as much at the time, but I can tell you I've watched that video a couple of thousand times, I'd say.
Very good, very good. I'm sure a lot of your club mates in De La Salle have done likewise as well, Conor. And like, you've been previously involved with Ursuline school teams that have won All-Irelands, but what are this group of De La Salle players like to work with?
Oh, sure. Look, I honestly, you know, it's, I wouldn't be able to make up a bad word about them. They're so kind of focused, but kind of chilled and relaxed at the same time. You know, nothing phases them. And I think over the past few years, they've been knocked so many times that, you know, they're used to getting back up and going fighting for whatever it is that they want again. Training them is quite an easy job, because if I ask them to do it, they just do it, you know. If I ask for feedback, they give feedback. You know, there's some great natural leaders there, you know, and I give a lot of credit to the girls who were with us at the start of the year, because, you know, with county teams going on and there was a league, a non-county player league, and, you know, we had a good few players that were with us since February, just training away, doing their gym sessions, doing their ball alley sessions, and, you know, training wasn't really getting going fully, but they were the ones that were still there. And, you know, Saturday 3 weeks ago, they were the ones that were standing up as well, you know. And I was delighted just for the whole panel, because they work so hard. And as I said, like, nothing phases them, and I can ask them to do anything and they'll just go, yeah, okay. And it's on to the next job then.
And the next job is Drummond Inch Tipperary champions on Saturday. Conor, what sort of a challenge are you expecting from them?
Yeah, obviously I went to see the county final right in Tipperary, and, you know, very impressed with some of their play, and even, you know, the tradition that they have in their club, and they've been there before. They've won a Munster title. They've lost two, but they've won one as well. They're a very formidable team. They're very even across the whole fifth starting 15, well able to play hurling. So it's going to be a tough challenge for us on Saturday, but I feel like we're at least in a very good position to put it up to them.
And you have home advantage as well, Conor. Are you expecting a big crowd in Grace Stewart to cheer on the girls?
Yeah, hopefully. Like, I think we couldn't have hoped for a better draw. Getting home advantage, you know, in our first Munster club match, it's huge. It's a huge day for the club, you know, the GA and the Camogie side of things. And I've no doubt that come 2 o'clock, Grace Stewart is going to be absolutely packed with supporters for the girls. They've been great all year, you know, on the sidelines, in the stands, everything. So I hope that everyone does show up now and we can hear the voices, because I can tell you now, from that day in Cagnamore, that hearing the noise behind us, you know, for the whole 60 minutes was huge. And while you try and block it out at times so you can concentrate fully on the game, it's hard when you can hear the cheers for De La Salle in behind your in your ears the whole time. So, like, if we can hear that, it's definitely a big lift for the girls on the pitch as well.
Well, De La Salle boss Conor O'Toole, thanks a million for your time today, and all the best on Saturday against Drummond Inch.
No worries. Thanks very much, Tomás. Thanks.
So before I wrap up, just enough time to remind you about the three big match commentaries coming up on WLR over the weekend. It all starts on Saturday with the Munster Camogie semi-final, De La Salle versus Drummond Inch. I'll be joined on commentary by former Daisha defender Claire White. It all starts at 1:45, live from Grace Shoe, all with thanks to Supermax. Then it's a doubleheader on Sunday, starting with Ballygunner versus Kilran McDonagh's in the Munster Hurling quarter-final in Welsh Park. Kieran O'Connor and Brian Flannery on commentary duty from 1:15, with thanks to George Corbett-Skoda. And then it's over to Mallow at 2:45 for the second half of the Munster Ladies Football Final between Ballymacarbery and the Banner. I'll be joined on commentary by former Waterford manager Michael Ryan. Thanks so much for your company. Slán go fóill.
Lár na Pórca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.